First of those is defanging the enemy within. The deep state civil service, which this week was identified in a new report as being a key roadblock to the UK making progress. Farage said, they're obstructionist. Declinism, the negative mentality that's been around ever since the Suez crisis that says we must manage decline rather than fighting back to become a great country. It's why they fought against Mrs. Thatcher so hard in the 1980s, because she tried to turn around that plan. Drain the swamp in Westminster. Next, the UK government needs to actually deliver some Brexit benefits to the British people. Since leaving the bloc, the UK is free to set its own tax rates without limit for the first time in decades, but has so far chosen not to. This, Farage says, is a real mistake. Folk out there need to see some direct benefits from Brexit. And what could be clearer than the 5% VAT on our fuel bills? Everybody on the Brexit side of the referendum said when we leave, we'll get rid of it. For some reason, Rishi Sunak seems to be too busy putting up taxes and redistributing money. He's forgotten what he's there as Chancellor to do, why they've got a majority. Let's cut tax as quick as we can, show every household a Brexit benefit. And while we're at it, let's cut the other VAT to zero as well. Something we couldn't do as members of the European Union. Finally, Britain has to leave the European Court of Human Rights. Britain's voting for Brexit and then for Boris Johnson in 2019 to get Brexit done believed they were voting for border control. Farage asserted, but the dream of the UK controlling its own borders for its own good remains elusive because the ECHR blocks effective or creative measures. That the Council of Europe stands in the way of the UK controlling its own borders is the biggest insult to our sovereignty. The biggest offence to us being a self-governing nation I've ever seen, he said. But while the UK's Conservative government is introducing legislation to assert the primacy of UK courts over the ECHR, legislation Farage predicts simply won't work. The only way to realise that end being to leave the court altogether. Actual interest from Westminster to make the most of Brexit and improve Britain appears to be minimal. Speaking on his nightly talk television programme on GB News, Farage leant into this point, saying of Boris Johnson's Tories, I see a government that picked up Brexit for political opportunity without really properly believing in it. Far from taking back control our borders, it looks like a complete farce. We still have the ECHR able to overrule decisions taken by the Home Secretary taken within this country. Ultimately, the Brexit boss told the government today to grasp Brexit to stay in power. He said, if the Johnson government has the courage to grasp it. Yes, of course there will be an almighty fight against the establishment. They'll say we're becoming a third world dictatorship. If they have the guts to do it, it would be rather like the Brexit fight all over again. Johnson would win a massive majority and we really would get a proper Brexit done. It's a good opportunity on this Independence Day to still celebrate the fact we've beaten the global elites. But to say we've actually got to complete Brexit,